Hello, and welcome to episode 1 of On Breath and Being, an experiential set of offerings of healing rooted in the breath and body. My name is Nia Campina Bacote, and I will be your guide over these next 7 episodes. On Breath and Being was specifically made with the BIPOC community in mind. It is a series that centers breathwork because the breath is an essential and accessible tool with the capacity to help facilitate healing in the wholest and holiest of ways. In a world that is full of stressors, may this offering allow for a moment of pause, inviting you into an embodied experience of being as you return home to your body through the simple and sacred act of breathing. Then, God formed us from the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, transforming us into living, breathing beings. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, adapted. Today, we'll be focusing on a technique called belly breathing, also known as diaphragmatic breathing. Throughout the day, we humans often default to chest breathing. Our chest and shoulders rise as we breathe, and we shortchange ourselves as we don't allow the time for our breath to expand and deepen all the way into our bellies, where our diaphragm resides. Belly breathing not only deepens, but also slows down our breath, allowing our bodies to relax and feel an embodied sense of safety and peace. Let's try it out. As you can, begin to make yourself comfortable. Perhaps find a seat where your back feels supported and your feet feel firmly rooted on the ground. Or maybe you're just waking up or are preparing for bed, and comfort for you looks like a reclined position. If you are laying down, consider placing a blanket or a pillow under your knees to support your legs. Once you find what feels most supportive for you in this moment, I now invite you to gently close your eyes or find a soft gaze. As you begin to feel more settled in your body, come to place your right hand on your chest over your heart and your left hand on your belly. Without any agenda other than to simply observe, notice the natural rise and fall of your chest. Notice if you can sense any rise and fall of your belly as well. If not, no need to judge, fix, or change anything. Simply notice. Are any thoughts arising? I invite you to meet your body with compassion and curiosity as we continue on this journey. Now, bringing more focus and awareness to your breath, begin to deepen your breath by allowing your inhale to travel all the way down into your belly, feeling the rise and fall of your hand on your stomach become more and more noticeable. As you do so, see if the hand on your chest can remain as still as possible. As you continue breathing deeply, envision your diaphragm, that breathing muscle located in your abdomen, right below your lungs, moving downward, allowing room for your lungs to expand fully. And as your diaphragm makes room, imagine your lungs expanding enough to come around your heart, as if your lungs are giving your heart a hug. If your mind has wandered, no need to judge. Simply bring your awareness back to your breathing and the rise and fall of your hand on your belly. On your next breath, as you exhale, slowly begin to lower both of your hands to your lap. And begin to open your eyes if they were closed. Invitation here as well to perhaps bring some small movement back into your body, maybe wiggling your toes or fingers, or swaying back and forth if you're seated. As we are coming to a close in our time together, I encourage you to notice. How are you feeling? How is your body feeling? Do you notice a deeper awareness of presence or relaxation in your body? Maybe you don't. That's okay. There is a grace in these exercises. The beauty is in the fact that you showed up and pressed play on this episode, choosing to make time for yourself as you are. You simply breathing and being and existing is enough. You are enough, dear one. And I pray that you continue taking the time to breathe and be, finding health and healing as you continue to make time to listen to your body and your breath. Until next time.